brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So the backstory is my wife and I are in baby step two. We have about $5,000 left on a credit card debt of $20,000. We just spent the last few years putting that together and being more financially savvy. We've been paying about $1,000 a month for the last year, and we've been doing so just to chip away at it. Our household income is about $200,000 between my base and my commission and my wife's salary, and we have two paid-for cars and no other debt. Now, I had a good quarter last year. We received about $12,000, but we just had our second baby a month ago. And we have all these medical bills that are piling up. And my question is,
bills? You didn't have insurance?
We do. We have a.
So how much medical bills you got for a baby?
So there's a long story to that. My wife didn't have insurance for that time. We had to do this whole appeal process. But the end result is that we got her back on my insurance, and our total deductible is $3,200 a month. Oh, I'm sorry, total is $3,200. And we have a $6,800 out-of-pocket maximum. Now, we hit our deductible because of the labor and delivery. And the question is now, do I just pay off the debt that I've accumulated with my commission?
I'm sorry. I thought you got her back on the insurance and you met the deductible. What other bills have you got?
Well, we haven't paid our deductible yet because the medical bills have piled up to the point of hitting our deductible.
So okay.
We haven't
so
actually
piled
paid it off.
Up is $3,200 and you make $200 a year.
Correct.
Okay. And you got $5,000 left on a credit card. So $8,000 makes you debt free and you make $200 a year.
Yes,
how much
sir.
Is your commission check, dude?
It was about $12,000 for the
write
last
a check
quarter.
And pay it all off instantly. Why would you screw around with a small amount of money when you make this kind of money?
Well, I'm just a little concerned with, you know, how the market is doing, and I just wanted to.
What's the market got to do with you having $8,000 in debt and $12,000 in your hand?
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Pay it. Cut up the stupid credit cards and stop screwing around with these people. Man, you make way too much money. It's not $320,000. It's $3,200. And you just told me it's piling up. See what it's doing to you?
Yeah,
even your language says this is stressing you out, and I'm setting you free, and you're arguing with me.
Help me out, man. What about this are you scared of?
It's more about, like, not having the cash on hand. We just had a few major issues go on with our house. We had a water pump that had to be replaced, and it was $3,000. You know, my car just had to be serviced for an additional $1,500. So there's just all these bills.
Do you have an emergency fund?
No, that's the problem. I wanted to use that money.
Isn't your take-home pay $15,000 a month?
Well, you know, pre-tax, yes.
No, not pre-tax. Pre-tax would be $18,000 a month. Your take-home pay ought to be north of $10,000.
Yeah.
You don't have any kind of a budget or spending plan that you and your wife are agreed on, and so you're throwing money into chaos, and you're wondering why it's creating more chaos. You need to do your written game plan, and you will get peace from that. You will never get peace from stacking cash in chaos.
Okay.
And you need to write a check and pay off this stuff today.
What Dave just said, don't miss that. You are chasing peace by trying to get a dollar amount in an account. That is not where it will come from. The peace will come from, and we know that because teachers become millionaires over time. The peace is going to come from the plan. And then living out that plan.
Yeah, laying out a detailed thing and executing the detailed thing. And so there's an amazing thing that happens with money, that when you start telling it what to do, you will feel like you got a raise. I'm sitting here aghast that you're stressed and have this level of anxiety and drama around $8,000 when you make $200,000. But what that tells me is you have absolutely no control over your money. And that chaos is sucking up all of your money.
You make $200,000. This should be the most, and you got a baby for $3,000. This should be the most joyous time. You're rich.
Yeah. But your words are indicating your stress level. It's like, because when you started saying medical bills are piling up, I thought we had a $1 million NICU bill or something.
Right.
The way you were talking about it. and it's $3,000, which is a lot if you make $30,000, but if you make $200,000, so it's not the money, it's the drama. And the drama is we don't have a plan, we're out of control, and so I can't see my way to taking care of the pump if it goes out, even though I'm bringing home $11,000 a month. You know, and so, yeah, you're going to be okay, but you're going to have to get on a game plan. Get the Every Dollar Budget app and get started with your spouse tonight and write a check out of this and be debt-free tonight and make this the first month of your life that you tell your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. This is the reason people have too much month left at the end of the money. No one sits down and says, I have a plan to be broke. No one plans to be deeply in debt and owe Sally Mae for 20 years. No one plans to have MasterCard be their master or American Distress be their sister. You know, no one plans for that. No one intentionally says, hey, let's go deeply in credit card debt. That'll help us.
Right. Just happens because there's no plan.
There's no plan.
How often do you hear people, an undercurrent I heard in that call was he had a plan for that quote unquote bonus money he's going to get. And now it's got to go to paying off a credit card. And it feels like he lost. In addition to paying that debt, it feels like he lost that $12,000 because for the last quarter, he's been waiting to get that bonus so he could go buy a boat or a car or whatever. And it feels almost like a double whammy.
Yeah.
It is.
Because you've spent the money twice.
You spend it in your head or your heart.
And most people spend it like three times.
Well, if I have like a commission check I think I'm going to get and it ends up being half, it's still a stupid amount of money, but I feel like, I got robbed, right? It's that,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Create your free Every Dollar Budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.